Hitting the
Live?
record.
Oh, what do you mean hit?
I'm hit. Okay, we're on, Buck.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Hey, everybody,
Go.
welcome to this special edition, our Christmas edition of the East Coast Bros podcast. I got Nate on the phone.
Woo.
I got Tim on the line. I got Nate on the line. What's up, boys? How you guys Christmas so far?
Good. Very good. How about you?
Yeah, good. Tim, how
about
about
you,
you?
Tim?
I didn't get anything for Christmas this year, so
no, don't
just
feel
kidding.
bad, bro.
We're celebrating a little later this year, so but that's
Gotcha.
all. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's all good though. No wrapping
Yeah.
paper and all that in the garbage, so we're
Yeah.
good. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
other
Yeah,
than
we had
something this.
RJ's and Anita's sister and kids were over here, and RJ and his wife, and they just left, and now they're all pissed off at me because they want to open up gifts now after everybody left. And I'm like, well, you have to wait till we get done with the podcast. Oh well, the hell with it. The podcast is
Yeah.
more important. Too bad.
Yeah.
But hey, but yeah, it's good to see you guys. Hey, just
Yeah.
a special shout out tonight to our brother Ben. This
Yes.
would have been his 48th birthday.
Yes.
And
Yep.
we, as many of you know, he passed away a couple of years ago, July of 22, and would have been his 48th birthday today, born on Christmas Day. He was not the Messiah, I could tell you that, but hey. Yeah, but hey, but he tried. He definitely wasn't the second coming, but he definitely wasn't the Antichrist either. But hey, well, what the heck? But he was a
Well, I don't
good
know
guy
about
though.
that.
But we
No, I'm
miss
kidding.
Ben, man. We miss him.
Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's missed.
I'm not gonna lie though, that this day was, I'm just so happy to get over with.
Yeah.
I was
Yeah.
just sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, all right. But I have a guy possibly calling soon.
All right,
So we'll
cool.
see.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's I don't know about you guys. What do you guys think like now as we're getting older? I don't know. Christmas doesn't seem the same anymore. What do you guys think? Tim, is it different for you with having a grand with the grandchild now? Is it better? Is it getting better?
You know what? It's funny you ask. I think so. Yeah, this year seemed to be a little more, I don't know, seasonable, I guess you could say. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was more into it this year,
Okay.
than
All right.
five, yeah,
Yeah.
because maybe because you when you have little kids, it gives you kind of an refresh.
Right.
But
Yeah.
yeah, I was more into it. I was in decorating. I put things up, and usually I don't care about that
Nice.
stuff. You know, I
Nice.
was really into it this year, but
Well,
now it's, I'm ready for it to be over with.
yes.
Yeah.
How old's your
Yeah.
grandson now? How old is he?
He's two. He'll be
Oh, okay. So he
actually
knows.
he'll be two. He'll be two in March 10th.
Okay. So he knows about
So he's
Santa.
almost
Does he
two.
understand?
Not
No, not
yet.
yet.
He's
Okay.
going through the
Oh,
terrible
yeah.
twos right now.
I don't miss that at all.
Terrible. No, he
Sorry.
says
Right.
no. So that's that phase right now. So
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it
but
just doesn't
he's got
seem
plenty
like
of
it.
toys. We've got him a yeah. He's getting
Nice.
plenty of presents. You know how that goes.
Good.
So
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah. Or
I
anyway,
remember Nate, maybe I don't know if you remember too much, but Tim and I might remember growing up and going to Grandma and Grandpa's house in New Jersey, and they would have all kind of presents for us. That was like the highlight of our
yeah.
Christmas,
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
when they
Well,
lived
they
up in
used
Patterson, or Fairlawn, right, Tim? They lived in Fairlawn,
Fairlawn,
right?
yeah. But they used to come to our house. I don't know, Matt, if you remember, but they used to come to our house in Garfield and I think Garfield, and there was
Yeah, you're
another
right,
one
Tim.
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Garfield. They used to come, and they used to. Oh, actually, Matt, there was another place they used to come, was Green Ridge. I don't know if you.
Green
You're
Ridge, I
probably
remember that. And
too
I
young to.
remember
I
one
don't know.
time
You
Aunt
remember
Carmen
that
came
one?
with them. Yeah.
That's before my
Yeah,
time.
that was like 70. I want to say it's like 70. Yes, 75, because
Okay.
that's the year that Karin got me an 8-track player, and was like I
Yeah.
was in my glory in a race track. But anyway, yeah, I remember they
Nice.
used to come to the house because I mean, no shame, but we didn't have any money, so they used to come and
Right.
celebrate Christmas with us, and they used to bring presents, and it was great. I loved it. Yeah, it was
Right.
awesome. Yeah.
Right. That's, yep.
Yeah, I remember Green Ridge, Nate. Tim, I remember
Yeah.
Green Ridge. I remember that I was, what was I, 5 or 5 years old, I think it was. Nate, you were probably
I
just
was
born.
just born, yeah.
Yeah.
I won't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you
Yeah,
weren't,
Matt,
yeah, Nate.
you would have been six, Matt, I think.
Yeah, I
69,
think
right?
so,
Right.
yeah. But I do remember that, Tim. I do remember. And I do remember too. I remember on Garfield, I remember when Christmas, when Ben was born. What was it, Nate? Ben was what, 76, was he, or
76.
75? 76, right?
The end of 75. Sorry. The end of 75.
75, right?
Yeah.
So I remember that though. I can remember like on Garfield and like Ben. I remember like Ben being born and going to the hospital with daddy and like as it going to see Ben in the and at the hospital and then them coming home and they had a little grandma, grandpa, and Carmen were there and they had a little Christmas tree on the table, small Christmas tree. I remember that. Yeah.
Well, I remember mommy was in the paper when Ben was born.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
But she was all alone. I think daddy was out getting drunk.
Oh jeez.
Yeah, there's a paper clipping of it somewhere. I wonder, we should post it if I find it.
Yeah, we got to find that.
Yeah. I remember that. I
That's
remember
right.
That. I have it somewhere, well, actually.
Tim, at 75, you're 11 already, weren't you? Gee.
Right? 11. I remember that. I only remember
So you're gonna.
that place really vividly because I was playing baseball. I
Yeah.
made the All-Star team that year
Right.
in Little League.
Tim, I
So
remember
I just
that.
remember that. I remember the Garfield. I remember Greenridge
Right.
really well.
The
We got to
Green
really
Ridge.
there for like a couple of years, maybe a year or two. But Aunt
Okay.
Nini used to come all the time too.
Oh my
She
God.
used to visit
Nina.
for months on end, and
Yeah.
yeah, she would bring presents. And
Right.
I just always good times. It was good times back then. I
Right.
remember. There wasn't a whole, there wasn't a lot of drama back then about
Well, that you remember anyway.
Yeah, right.
in
Yeah.
Garfield.
Yeah.
So you
Yeah.
know what I mean? So yeah,
Oh,
it
yeah.
was
I'll
an
be.
interesting place. It was. I
Right.
think we were only there. Yeah, no, I remember the Foster kids. You remember them,
Yeah.
Matt?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
The Foster kids we had.
Yep. Yep.
Their girl, she was like 17, and she was there, and then we had another couple. I remember we had all these foster kids.
Was
They're
she
all like
hot?
had issues, you know.
Was she pretty, do you
Yeah, she was
remember?
a red. She was real like. She was real dark, red-headed, freckled girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like
Yes.
seven. She was like 15 or 16,
Yep.
and I was only, 10 or 11. But I
Yeah,
remember
right.
Daddy freaking. She did something. She lied or something like that, and Daddy caught her, and he made her bend over and gave her the whackings in front of the courtroom. Oh, yeah, I know.
Those were the good old days.
I don't remember that stuff, but yeah, I never forget that. It was weird because it was so awkward. I'm like,
Yeah.
wow, the poor girl.
I think Tim, I think her name, I think her name was Patty, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember, but
Patty, yes,
right?
Patty. No, it's Patty. That
You
was
guys are
Patty.
good.
Patty, yep.
Yeah.
Patty.
And
That was
she, I
pretty.
well,
Patty.
Nate,
I
I used
used
to
to.
hang around, I used to hang out with her in a room. Like Tim said, I was like 5, 6 years old. I used to hang around
Right.
in a room. And
Right.
Tim, here's a funny story. When we moved to
Oh my God.
Garfield, like in what, 75, 76, I remember one Halloween,
Yeah.
we went down by on Lafayette Street. This is way before Grandma and Grandpa moved there. And we went to this house for Halloween, and this girl comes out and she says, "I know you." And I says, "Who are you?" And she says, "I was a foster kid in your family's house." That was her, dude. That was
Wow.
her. Yeah. She said,
Are you
she said,
serious?
I know you." She said, "Yeah, yep,
Wow. Oh wow, that was her?
yes, yep, it
Really?
was her. Yes,
When was this?
it had to be a few years after we moved to Garfield. I was maybe
Oh,
10,
okay.
maybe 10, 11
Oh,
years old at that
okay.
time,
All
and
right.
she was already an adult. She was already an adult. She had to be 18, 19, and she
Yeah,
was in
yeah,
that
yeah.
house and went trick or
Yeah.
treating. And she comes out and she says, "I know you. I remember you." And it was her. Yeah,
Wow.
yeah,
Yeah.
yep,
Yeah, yeah.
yep.
Yeah, she wasn't with us too long. I think a year or two.
Yeah, it wasn't much. It
I
wasn't
can't
long.
remember
Yeah, like you
exactly,
said, there were
but
trouble kids.
yeah, it
Yeah,
wasn't that
yeah.
long though. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was fun.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. But
Yeah. Yeah.
I
So,
can't
Nate.
was Ben born
No.
in was Ben born in Garfield or was he born in
Yeah,
I
he
can't
was born in
remember. Was it
Garfield.
Garfield?
Yes. Definitely
All right.
Garfield. Yeah. Yes.
Garfield,
Yep.
okay. All right. Go ahead, Matt. I'm sorry, I cut you
No,
off.
no, 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 no. So, Nate, we got the so hey folks, we're just gonna if anybody has any fond memories of Christmas time, I think Nate's trying to get people on the phone. But if anybody
One guy says he's gonna call any minute,
All
so
right,
we'll
good.
see.
Well, once we're gonna try getting some callers in tonight real
Yeah.
quick and talk about things. But But before we do that, Nate, we got weather and news with Cliff Hudson. So why don't you go ahead, Nate, and let's get our weather and news from Cliff.
Well, what, hold on. Let me tell him not to call.
Okay, all right, yeah. Tell him to give us about 3 minutes or so.
Yeah. I'll tell him like 4 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that'd be good.
We're so primitive with this. When are we going to go to Discord? We ever going to try Discord?
Yeah, we got to try that. I got it up on the thing.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, my lovely wife just got me a beer. She knows her role.
Yeah, they all should know their role. That's the problem. They don't. You got to start training them here, man.
Hold on. You ready? Hold on. I'm going to have to go back.
All right. We got news and weather by Cliff Hudson.
Well, good evening to all of our listeners here at the East Coast Brothers Podcast, and a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you and all of yours. I'm Cliff Hudson. We're coming up on 6:15 here, 45 minutes before the hour, 34 degrees here in the city by the sea, on this sacred Christmas night. Welcome to the East Coast Brothers Podcast. I have a turtle head popping out, and have to take a tremendous dump, so let's get right into it. Without any further ado, in the news tonight, as all the children around the world opened their gifts and emptied their stockings, apparently Hunter Biden was flown into the White House on a military chopper and spent Christmas with his dad and the family, and was seemingly surprised and embarrassed when the Secret Service reported that one of the stockings hung on the fireplace mantle, the one with the letter H on it, did not have a lump of coal in it, but rather a rock of cocaine. Subsequently, the Secret Service stated that after a thorough investigation, they could not find out who the drugs belonged to and have since dropped the investigation. In other news, evidently a woman was having trouble getting pregnant, so she went to a New York fertility clinic. The anonymous donor did his thing. A beautiful child was born. And years later, the adult had a DNA test done only to find out that her biological dad was the doctor that ran the fertility clinic. So apparently Dr. Goop was stuffing his own stockings. In business news, after a blockbuster online shipping season for the holidays, evidently the Porch Pirates must apparently be dumber than Jethro and the Beverly Hillbillies, and they have not gotten the memo that everybody else has gotten about everyone having a Ring doorbell or a security camera these days that snap a beautiful holiday photo of them stealing packages off of their porch. In other sporting news, let's see, let's go right to sports. The World Championship Kansas City Chiefs came to Foxborough last weekend and gave the Patriots a pretty good beating. And when Bill Belichick was asked about why they were doing so poorly as a team, he responded, "That doesn't make sense. Taylor and Travis seem to be quite happy as a team after the game." Well, Bill B. Hoodsworth, your team sucks. You seem to be losing it a bit. Perhaps it's time for you to go fishing or something else. As far as traffic, just stay home. Spend time with the family, open some gifts, have some wine, do some drinking, whatever makes you happy. Don't go out in the roads. It's a zoo out there. Let's see. And to touch on the weather here at the East Coast Brothers, not much of a white Christmas here in the East Coast. As a matter of fact, the only sign of a white Christmas is the white stuff on the end of Hunter's nose. Coming up on 6:25 here, 35 minutes before 7 o'clock, and all jokes aside, from all of us here at the East Coast Brothers Newsroom and Podcast, on behalf of myself, Cliff Hudson, my lovely wife, Allison Hudson, our beautiful daughter, Olivia Hudson, our dog, Fozzie Hudson, and our cat, Mr. Shrinkster Hudson, thank you for your support and listening, and wishing you all a very Merry Christmas, and here's to a happy, healthy, prosperous New Year. Cheers to all. Cliff Hudson out.
Thank you, Cliff.
Thanks, Cliff. Hey, Cliff, thanks very much for that special news report on this Christmas Day, December 25th, 2023. Thanks, Cliff. We appreciate it, buddy.
How about how nice it was today, though? It didn't feel like Christmas.
Yeah, it was freaking 55 degrees up here and up in freaking Rhode Island, dude. Crazy.
Yeah.
Better get something soon, man.
I know, right?
I haven't.
Snow. And next week is going to cool down. We'll see.
Oh, good. Yeah. I haven't broke out my snow blower in freaking 2 years, man. It sucks.
Well, me and Michelle bought Jeep to tackle right? the winter. You know?
Right? Right?
Oh, boy.
Crazy. Nice.
Yeah.
So, Nate, is our friend going to call in soon or what?
I hope so.
All right. Well, while we're waiting for him, let's have some Jimmy time here. Uncle Jimmy time.
There you go.
While we're waiting for him to call in. So we're going to have a couple of things here from Uncle Jimmy. We got some of his random thoughts and observations. We got his just saying, and we got the joke of the week here. So, Nate, until he calls in, I'm going to just read these up real quick.
Yeah, and I'll let you know if he calls.
All right. So Uncle Jimmy, just saying, he says, during this cold and flu season, wonderful if wondering if anyone else has this problem. I like to take in a few sugar-free cough drops during the course of the day, which help the cough, but cause me to fart excessively. Just saying. So I don't know. Do you guys know that those special sugar-free stuff makes you fart?
Sugar-free?
Mm. Yeah, sugar-free stuff gives you gas. Yes.
No idea.
Yep, there's a chemical in it. As a matter of fact, if anybody out there looks at a bag of chips, that's like a chips that are like low-fat chips, it actually says, it actually will say on there that these chips can cause anal leakage. Read them. Read the package. Nice. Read it. Yep.
Sweet.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, at least I know what that problem is now.
Exactly.
Been doing that for years. Yeah.
Man. All right. Random thoughts and observations by Uncle Jimmy. While out Christmas shopping, I had to use a public bathroom. Wash my hands, and as always, I never use the ridiculous hand dryer, and as always, go into the bath stall. Rip off a bunch of toilet paper, enough to make a small cast, and dry my hands like that, which totally defeats the purpose of the whole green thing. Is this wrong? So I don't know. So you know, they always say, you know, they say if you freaking, you know, what do they say? A roll of toilet paper is like five trees.
Really?
Right. They say like a roll of toilet paper is like equal to destroying five trees. That's what they say.
I've never heard that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's what they say. Wow. That's what these tree huggers all say.
Okay.
So I guess the question is, folks, is do you do that? Do you guys do that when you go to a public bathroom? Do you like rip off a bunch of toilet paper, put it on the seat? And sit on it.
I used to, not anymore. I don't even care. What are you gonna get?
Yeah. What are you gonna get? True. Yeah.
I just hover. I hover. I don't touch anything. Go.
I don't gotta take my pants down anymore because I have my bag, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. Yeah. But I remember when we were younger. I'm gonna put Tim on the spot now.
Uh-oh.
I remember when we were younger, and Tim had all the ladies, and I remember Mom used to say to Tim, she'd say to Tim, don't make sure that you don't pee on the toilet seat to give anybody in the house any diseases or stuff like that.
Oh, man.
He used to tell him that all the time. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You lift the seat up. Don't get into the other toilet seat.
I had a point, I guess.
I remember the parties every Friday. It's so much fun.
Oh, man.
All those people seem like good dudes. All of them, you know?
Yeah.
Not one of them like try touching us while we're away. No. Something. Well, I'm just saying, like, none of them tried that. None of them were assholes to us. Didn't beat us.
But we tried touching all them, but they didn't try touching us.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Nate, we used to sit there? Yeah, we used to sit there on their laps, and we sit on their laps, the three of us, you and Ben, and we'd be like grabbing their boobs and stuff.
I'm not saying names. Oh. I remember her name. I used to suck on her neck. She used to let me give her hickeys.
Gray car.
Oh my god, I loved her,
man.
Exactly.
I loved her though. She was my favorite.
Yeah, they're a good people.
Did she have a friend Kim or something like that?
Yes, I do remember a Kim.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
They were both hotties. Oh my gosh.
Kim, how about an Ellen? Was there an Ellen?
Ellen. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. She was, yeah. Yeah. Ellen Philbin.
All right,
Ellen Philbin. Yeah. I met her right before I went in the Navy, and then we kind of hit it off a little bit, but then
All right.
But anyway, she used to come over all the time, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Was she blonde?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her.
Yep.
She's the one you got the tattoo on your arm, isn't it?
Oh, jeez.
Tattoo?
Yeah, you had that tattoo on your arm. Isn't that her?
No. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no.
don't say that too loud.
You didn't cover that up.
No,
you better have the mute.
Yeah. Gotcha. You're right. The one. You know what? That's fun. Yeah, that one there.
You didn't cover that up, did you? Tim, you didn't cover that up, did you?
No. I got. Oh, okay. I actually got the. I got the. I got the hair. I got it colored in again because I changed the hair color to brown or black. It's a
Okay, a
recent
smart
color.
move.
Ah,
smart
okay.
move.
So it's not a
Smart move.
blonde anymore. Not a
Very
blonde
smart
anymore.
move. Good job,
Yeah.
Tim.
So yeah.
Smart move, man. Yep. That's what happens when you're
Well,
married for almost 30 years. You learn fast, man.
I know, right? Jeez. Well,
Wait,
Matt,
how
you've
long are
been
you married now? How long are you married to Teresa?
it's 20,
No,
well,
it's.
90, we got married in 99, so yeah,
Are you
20, oh my
serious?
God.
Oh
Yeah.
my
So
God.
24
Wow.
years. Yeah.
Wow, that feels like
August.
yesterday we're at that church with Chris Albert.
Yeah,
Wow.
August. Yeah,
Wow.
August
Wow.
12th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, August 12th of 99.
Yeah.
It was a
Do
hot day, though. I remember
yeah. Do you remember,
that.
Tim, do you remember? I saw pictures, and I don't remember this at all, but I don't recall getting that drunk. But we're like at some park hanging off like monkey bars. I don't remember that at all. I saw pictures. My armpits were all sweaty, but I don't remember that at all. Like it
Yeah,
like.
that was the actual the we were in the Radisson or something like that. I forget where
Yes,
it
some
was, a
kind of.
hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that too. I got pictures of that. I got pictures, all
No,
that hanging on the
that's how
bars. So yeah.
I don't remember that, but I remember you had the pictures. I'm like, when the hell did we do this? But that was the night of you
Oh
got
yeah, we were
married.
pretty. Yeah, it was pretty lit. That's for sure. Oof.
Yeah,
Oh my
right.
goodness.
I
And
just
then Chris
remember.
Albert had the Chris in the bathroom with his urine all over the place.
Oh,
I
yeah,
don't know if you
really?
remember. I walk in there and he's peeing all over the freaking sinks. I'm like, oh my
Oh,
God.
yeah.
You know, Chris, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh boy.
He was awesome.
Well, I remember, I could tell you one thing, Tim. Thanks to you, I think Nate, Ben, and I were what? The youngest beer pourers in the world. We could pour a perfect beer out of a keg. We
Yes.
used to be able to freaking do a perfect pour out of a keg
Oh,
for all your friends.
Genesee,
yeah,
right?
Genesee, yeah.
that whole thing happened so like very very slow with mommy too. Remember, because first time he started doing it was we have a couple kids would come over with a couple six packs. We go in the basement, you
Yes,
know,
Tim.
like all the way
Yes,
down in the dungeon, and I used to keep lookout.
absolutely.
I used to keep lookout, and then mommy going and then. And then we got real ballsy ones, and we decided to get a quarter keg, and
Yes.
then we had it downstairs in the basement again. But this time I got so drunk I passed out next to the keg, and mommy came home, and I was literally out. She's like shaking me and like and she's like, "What do you?" I said, "Oh, we just got a little one, mom." And she was like, "Oh, okay, as long as you're in the house." I'm like, "Ooh," so she was like all for it. So that was it. That was it, and then we had a half keg from then on out. But the worst, you remember what happened though? I don't know if you guys remember what happened at the. Well, I was supposed to pick her up at work. She was working at
Oh,
Marywood College,
I think I remember. I think
and
I, yes.
this was the 83rd skip day. It was with the graduation, so we all skipped, and the whole damn school came over a little more than we expected. Well, I was supposed to pick mommy up, and I got so freaking drunk, and we were driving around. Oh, it was just terrible. I don't know how we, I mean, God saved us.
Yes,
But
right.
anyway, I was trying to get there, and I couldn't get there. And then I got there, and she'd already gone home. I got back home, man. Well, forget it. That was it. I mean, there was people in the closet. There was puke in the bed. Oh, I'm serious.
Man.
Oh. And then I remember trying to blame it on the cat, saying the cat threw up. But I remember she's saying, "The cat can't throw up that much. There's more puke than the size of the cat." And I'm like, oh boy, you know what I mean? But that
Yo,
was the end, by the way. That was the end of the parties, by the way. That was it.
Matt,
So it was,
what do
that
you
was it.
say we what
Yeah,
do you say we
yeah.
call her?
Yeah, right. Yeah, poor mom.
What do you think?
Yeah, go ahead, Tim. Tim,
Oh.
all I rem Tim, I
Oh,
just remember
geez.
that. I remember that one guy, Dave, who was slow
Yes,
at one
Dave
of the
Evans.
parties.
Dave
Yeah,
Evans.
Dave.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and
Yep.
he
He's
was
dead.
project, and he was
Yep.
projectile puking, like projectile
Yeah,
puking
he is.
everywhere. And I remember we had to walk him home. Gordon and I walked him
Well,
home, and
he.
it was like, oh, it was crazy. It was insane. Yeah.
This phone
Well,
sucked.
he was in the closet. I forgot about that part. He was in the closet when mommy got home, passed out, and she
Yes.
found him in the closet. And that's what that
Yes.
was really the last straw. Yes. I was like screaming.
Yep.
And I was so drunk, I could. I was terrible. Forget it.
No.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah, she was pissed. But I kept on telling her. I said, "Mom, I'm 18. It's okay. You can buy beer for me. I'm 18." You know, I mean, if you know, seriously, I mean, if the law, if it was today, she would have been in jail.
Yeah.
Well, we would all be in jail, probably.
Well,
you know.
You know what? You know what it'd be since I kind of work in that field, be endangering welfare of children.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah. Then
you'd have to register. You'd have to register as like a.
Oh.
Not a sex offender, but like a Megan's. So it's just as bad.
Wow.
It's crazy what happens now.
Yeah.
It's crazy what happens now.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but Tim.
Yeah, can you imagine that? And people.
No.
Oh, yeah. Geez,
yeah. Yeah, but you guys, can you imagine if it was today? The problem is it was social media is the problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Back then, thank God there wasn't social media, because you can imagine how many people would be talking about the parties at our house. Yeah, mom would be busted. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
You're right. Yeah. Yep. Wow. Wow.
Woof. Yeah. Holy crap. Wow, man.
I tried calling her. She didn't answer. So maybe she's sleeping. Or I'm still waiting for my buddy to call. I don't know what's. Maybe they don't want to talk to us. Whatever.
Well, it's up to you.
We got 9 minutes left, so hopefully they call in a little bit.
All right. Well, we can. Well, yeah. Well, like we said, this is a quick show tonight. We just wanted to give a little shout out to all our viewers and stuff like that, and say, you know, Merry Christmas and stuff like that, and you know, give you a special treat. Hopefully, you'll enjoy it tonight. It's kind of off the wall tonight. We didn't really have an agenda or nothing like that. We just truth here. I actually was upstairs playing a game earlier, and I had a couple of shots, so I'm feeling pretty good. I had some Christmas shots upstairs, so feeling pretty good.
Well, if you guys want to know, I saw mommy yesterday, and she's doing very good. So is Carmen.
Good.
And good. Daddy today, Daddy's doing really good. Him and Michelle love each other. They get along great, which I'm kind of happy about.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
He treats her good, you know. So, but no, they're all doing really good. Maddie got accepted to University of Connecticut.
Yeah. Oh, nice, man.
Cool. So she went out today to she's going to live with her grandmother, who lives like right on the New York border right there. So she'll be close to you, Matt.
Yeah, well, right.
Not
yeah.
close, but a two-hour drive.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. I didn't have to, but I bought a reliable car, Toyota Corolla.
Good.
Yeah, so I got to start working overtime to make up for it.
Yeah, but, don't we always.
So when does she start there?
The next semester, whenever that is. After January 16th, I think.
Yeah, the spring semester,
She's going for criminal justice.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
there's
no money in that field though, but maybe she'll get like a doctorate, I don't know, like a PhD in it, or you know. Be like a forensic
there
something,
you know. Yeah.
she can be a but she can be a cop.
Unfortunately,
I mean, she can be a cop. Cops starts
no, right.
cops to have that degree.
Yeah. State cops make good money. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, let's think about with Brittany. I mean, Brittany psychiatry, and freaking there's nothing. There's no money in that. So she had to get her master's, and now she's a therapist. Yeah. So she's doing good there.
Right.
So yep.
Matt, are they home? Are they home?
Yeah. They're upstairs waiting to open up gifts. Yeah.
Get Garrett downstairs.
I told him to come down, the jackass.
Right?
I told him to come down.
That'd be awesome.
He's probably
down.
Doing shots.
Yeah, I know.
Probably. So here's the funny thing. Here's the funny thing. So he's a bartender, as you guys know.
Right.
And he's pretty well known down in Newport. And so the other night I went down there, Uncle Jimmy and I went down there the other night, and these two freaking beautiful freaking blonde women, they got to be in their 40s.
No
beautiful,
shit.
Two beautiful women. And they come up to me and they're like, oh, are you Garrett's dad? I said, yeah. Oh my goodness. They're going, he is like, you know, he's got a good body on him. He's this, he's that. I'm like thinking to myself, dude, this guy's probably, he's probably hitting up all these 40-year-old ladies and stuff like that. It's like, you know, I'm like, geez, you know? But they love him. They love him down there, man. These women love him. Oh my gosh, I feel like a celebrity when I go down there. I do. I feel. I do. All these people come up to me all the time and like, "You're his dad." I'm like, "Yeah." Like, he's great, man. I'm like, oh, yeah, good. I'll tell you one thing. It's nice, though, Tim. What's nice about it, though, is in the last three years, I haven't had to buy a drink in the last 3 years down there. That's kind of nice.
Right.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. That's
so,
nice.
Nate, what's going on? Nate, what's going on with the Eagles right now? I'm not upstairs. How are they doing?
I'm not watching. Hold on. I could Google it. I'm not. Tim.
I can tell you.
20 to 10.
Oh, okay. The Giants.
What do they got
are,
left?
Yeah, Giants are hanging in there.
Yeah, Giants.
It's the third. 12 minutes in
all
the
right.
third. So.
Okay, all right.
Hey,
all
Chiefs
right.
Lost. That's the Chiefs lost.
I was happy.
Like
I'm
put
sorry.
Up a picture of, or what's her name? What's that? What's
Taylor
that
Swift?
God's name? I can't
Taylor,
stand. Oh,
Taylor Swift.
They have a picture of her crying up in the booth today. I'm like,
really? Oh, God.
Because they lost. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
On Facebook. Oh, my God. And then she made a comment, too. I don't know. It's going to blow up. She made a comment. She said she's not there. She's not. She's there to support Travis, she says. She's not there to please a bunch of white trash.
What?
Wow. That's okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I don't know. This just came out, fans. So I don't know where that's going to go. So,
wow.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. Yeah, so
we'll
see what happens with that one.
Well, don't they say that she's like, some people are saying that she makes him play worse when she's at the games?
Who
knows?
Yeah, okay.
Well, you guys remember a couple years ago when remember when Jessica Simpson was dating Tony Romo of the Cowboys?
Yes, absolutely.
And they couldn't they couldn't stand her.
Yeah.
Like the Cowboy fans, because he did shitty whenever she was there. And the Cowboy fans like booed her every time she was there, like, get out of here. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
I don't want to see the woman's face every freaking 2 minutes, and I can't stand watching.
Well, stay out of football.
Anymore. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
right.
Stay out of football. Why is she in football?
Right.
Nate, what are you doing? Nate, what are you doing with that tape measure? You
I
measuring something?
Yeah, I'm measuring nothing.
Yeah,
look,
you're measuring nothing.
Measuring.
He's got tape measure. He's got like 2 feet up. Yeah, bull, man. Come on.
No, that's your son Garrett.
Millimeters.
Yeah, centimeters.
Oh,
man.
Awesome.
Oh, well. So I guess we're not going to get a call in, huh, Nate?
I guess. Well, he'll call as soon as we're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Man. Well,
no, Garrett?
No, I tried to have him come down. He's not coming down. He's like, come on upstairs. I want to open up my freaking gifts. He's got like a bunch of beer and stuff. He's like, I want to open up my beer. Let's go, Dad.
Well,
I guess you know what? I guess that's it. I guess we'll just sign off. What do you guys think?
Yeah, all right. 3 minutes left.
Yeah, yeah. We'll sign off.
We had fun. Yeah. It was good talking to you guys, at least.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So,
Nate, you want to give any shout outs or anything like that? Tim, you guys, anything to say before we go?
I'll do a quick shout out.
Yeah.
Do it.
Oh, go ahead, Tim. You going? No?
Go ahead, Nate. I think Tim's
ready. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Andy Z, Joe Dowdy, Tony Wesley, the kids, DePetros, Allie Burke, our mom and dad, of course. They made us the perfect people we are. Uncle Jim, Justin Morgan, who's our fact checker, Billy Davies and his wife, Wendy. They're all awesome. Tom Borthwick, Carmen, our Aunt Carmen, AJ Frushon. He was actually supposed to call too. I think just because of Christmas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're busy. We get
it. We'll get the next show.
Yeah, AJ Frushon was the one who made us that picture that we put up on the page.
Yes.
Of course, Daria, Gordon, and family. Onyx, the Irish Boxing Club. Paul McDonough. He's the one who sold me the car. He's a good friend of mine.
Yep.
But Clint Griffith, the Sons of the Hunt.
Yep.
Kyle Mulrain, he was another one I was supposed to call, but he never called. But next week, like you said. And the, you know who I always forget, Matt? Let's do the veterans, of course. But you know who I always forget? And I wonder if you got any emails from our buddy Dave from Texas, who hated us.
Oh, I haven't heard from Dave in a while. Dave hates our guts.
Does Tim know about him?
No, not yet, but we'll tell Tim. The next show, we'll tell Tim. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
Tim, you got anything? We got about a minute. Anything, Tim?
No, just
oh, hold on.
Merry Christmas.
Hold on, hold on.
Merry
There's
Christmas to
Kyle. Hold
family.
on. Hold on. There's Kyle.
What,
hold
Nate?
On. Kyle, are you there? Hold on. Kyle, are you there?
I am here.
We got about a minute.
All right, my man.
You got to see. Yo, guys, you got to see Kyle. He's jacked. He's got.
Right, Nate.
He's a better fighter than Garrett.
I'm a jacked white boy.
This is my brother Matt and Tim, Kyle.
What's up, brother?
Hey, you guys. How you guys doing? Merry Christmas.
Good, brother. Merry
Christmas,
man.
So, listen, I believe in my mom's right now. I had to run out because I got a girl coming over, and I don't know what to do.
Nice.
So, I'm banging this girl with, like, two kids, right? This is good for the show. So, I'm banging this girl with, like, two kids.
Oh, Jesus.
And I hooked up with her, like, back in, like, May. So, I have, like, nieces and nephews. I go to all – I've never missed one of my nieces' dance recitals. So, like, after hanging out with this girl – a couple times, like back in May, she's at my house and she's like,